T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BJ and Jamie.
Did you see there was a story late last week where that kid actually did that? Yeah. Another kid tried it?
And by the way, just so you know, tell your kids it's a real thing, because I think they think it's only a movie thing, but it's a real thing.
It is a real thing.
It really
late
works.
Last week, I think it was Thursday or Friday, maybe it was earlier in the week, there was a story that came out where a kid, I guess he and his parents have been watching this movie. Which one is that? Is it a Christmas story?
A Christmas Story.
From A Christmas Story, where the kid sticks his tongue to the flagpole and gets stuck. Yeah, you can do that. And you will get stuck. The kid did it. He got stuck. They had to call the fire department. Not a smart kid. He's not going to go far.
he's stupid. Or he's going to go far but taste nothing. He tastes nothing in life.
That's crazy.
His taste buds are stuck to a pole somewhere.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think most people think that it's a movie thing.
Yeah.
It's a movie thing. But no, you can do that.
I'm just saying, you know, you assume that your kids are smart and that they know a lot of things until that first time they go ahead and put that metal fork into the toaster. You're like, wow, I guess I should have told you that in life.
Yeah, not a sharp kid.
I mean, you just think that because, like, my parents, I remember this, and they were so upset because they never told me. I remember holding on to the prongs on something, and I plugged it in, and it zapped the bejesus out of me because I was holding
on. You didn't know any better?
I was, like, 7 years old. Nobody told me. You have to remember to tell your kids every single thing in life.
I think I was smarter than you at 7.
I don't think you were. I think that you think you know. So a lot of parents assume their kids will know this stuff, but they don't just wake up knowing stuff.
Did you know that you couldn't light a match around gasoline?
Only because I was taught that.
Right.
Otherwise, I would not have known that.
What happened in Glenwood Springs overnight?
Fracking.
Fracking? Really? Yeah. Is that what caused it? Is that what you read in the story?
No.
Earthquakes, folks.
Yeah, two of them.
Colorado last night.
Because of fracking.
What was it, 3.6 and a 3.4?
There was no fracking. 3.6, 3.4, it's Glenwood Springs. Yeah, it says the USGS reported 2 earthquakes early this morning in Glenwood Springs, 3:02 a.m. and then the 4:13 a.m.
Sean, did we find the news story? Any luck there?
No, not at all.
Did it say fracking?
It did not say fracking.
Crap.
They all are reporting the story, but nobody's actually done a report.
Nobody is willing to say it like me?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. All right.
That's because I'm willing to say it's based on fracking.
We got earthquakes in the state. Now,
you know why do we have them?
Fracking. I'm a big proponent of fracking.
In fact,
all the oil guys that go to work at this time, they listen to us and they love me. They hate Jamie.
Yeah.
But they love me because I voted that no on that 112, which kept them in work. So they're on their way. They're going to get a paycheck. Christmas is going to be good, and I'm all for it.
Yeah.
But when you think of Colorado and earthquakes, I don't know. I think I've heard people tell me that we don't really have them here, but I think we have them here all the time.
We have little ones.
But when you look at these mountains and you go into the mountains, how can that crap not be moving?
How do you think they got created?
You know, exactly.
It's because the tectonic plates, so they moved.
This slides.
Yeah.
You get an earthquake, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess a couple of earthquakes. I don't know if people felt these or not.
You know how that weirdness happens at like 4 a.m. You're thinking, it happened to me the other day. Yeah. I was in Vail and I know it's shocking, but hold on. I was at the bar.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden.
At 4 a.m?
No.
Oh.
No. Wait, why did I say 4? Did I say 4?
You said 4 a.m, and you said you were at the bar.
I did say that. Wait, let's start all over. Okay, it happened to me.
Wow, what a night.
What is crazy.
No wonder the earth was moving.
So I was in Vail, at the Airbell, which is a fantastic hotel, and I'm sitting at the bar, and all of a sudden, the whole bar starts to kind of shake, and I'm like, oh my God, are we having an earthquake? Like, do I need to run out? And the guy said, no, our whole laundry center is right under the bar.
So it was the dryers? and the washers that were causing the shaking under the bar. Who engineered this?
I don't know. And somebody said it's like a little off-center, don't you think? You need to go down there and fix that stuff.
Holy cow.
But they're like industrial. Yeah. You know, it's a whole floor of just laundry.
I know when my dryer or washer gets off-center, man, does it make a pounding noise. Can you imagine those big industrials?
For a hotel?
For a hotel? By the way, I've got a robe from that hotel that is absolutely
You
fabulous.
Love the Airbell
I
hotel.
Love that
it.
Robe,
yeah.
man. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome.
I think you've already given me a Christmas gift when you brought that back for me.
Well, you know what's funny is I was thinking about taking the one from Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Yeah.
And I was like, but they were short shorts. They were like short robes. They were, yeah. They were not the quality that the Arabelle has.
I'd look good in a short robe. I'm telling you.
So
you should have brought me a short robe. Oh, yeah. That's more like Hugh Hefner.
Hey, somebody just texted us, by the way, 51059. Somebody just said, I'm in the oil field, and I believe that. The earthquakes were from fracking.
Really?
And they're out there in the oil fields.
Really? Yeah. They should fire you today. You're working against the program, pal.
Somebody else said, I'm an oil worker and I love you, BJ Harris.
Yes, you
Thank
do.
You.
Yes.
Thank you for voting no on 112.
I hear from the oil workers Lord. All the time, man. They'll text me. They'll not text, but they'll, they text us here in the studio. And they'll say, thank you, thank you, thank you. You saved our jobs. It's going to be a wonderful Christmas.
They make so much money.
You're welcome.
The oil guys do.
I know.
They make so much money.
But they were
going to
be out of a job if I hadn't voted.
Thanks for making a lot of money and destroying Earth.
Yes. It's all about the cash. Who cares? Right?
Straws for everyone and fracking. Love it.
It's cool. Boy.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.